Houthi PC Small Group. 19 members. Yesterday, Michael Waltz added you to the group. Disappearing message time was set to 1 week. Michael Waltz, team establishing a principals group for coordination on Houthis, particularly for over the next 72 hours. My deputy Alex Wong is pulling together a tiger team at deputy's agency chief of staff level, following up from the meeting in the sit room this morning for action items, and will be sending that out later this evening. Pies provide the best staff, air AS from your team, for us to coordinate with over the next couple days and over the weekend. THX Mar, Mike Needham for state, JD Vance, Andy Baker for VP, TJ, Joe Kent for DNI, Scott Ved Dan Katz for treasury, Pete Hegseth, Dan Caldwell for DuD Brian, Brian McCormack for NSC, Michael Waltz, team, you should have a statement of conclusions with taskings per the president's guidance this morning in your high side inboxes. State and DOD, we developed suggested notification lists for regional allies and partners. Joint staff is sending this a more specific sequence of events in the coming days, and we will work with DOD to ensure COS, OVP, and POTUS are briefed. Team, I am out for the day doing an economic event in Michigan. But I think we are making a mistake. 3% of U.S. trade runs through the Suez. 40% of European trade does. There is a real risk that the public doesn't understand this or why it's necessary. The strongest reason to do this is, as POTUS said, to send a message. But I am not sure the president is aware how inconsistent this is with his message on Europe right now. There's a further risk that we see a moderate to severe spike in oil prices. I am willing to support the consensus of the team and keep these concerns to myself. But there is a strong argument for delaying this a month, doing the messaging work on why this matters, seeing where the economy is, etc. Joe Kent, there is nothing time-sensitive driving the timeline. We'll have the exact same options in a month. The Israelis will likely take strikes and therefore ask us for more support to replenish whatever they use against the Houthis. But that's a minor factor. I will send you the unclassed data we pulled on BAM shipping. John Ratcliffe, from CIA perspective, we are mobilizing assets to support now, but a delay would not negatively impact us. An additional time would be used to identify better starting points for coverage on Houthi leadership. Pete Hegseth today, VP. One, understand your concerns, and fully support you raising WPOTUS. Important considerations, most of which are tough to know how they play out, economy, Ukraine peace, Gaza, etc. Think messaging is going to be tough no matter what, nobody knows who the Houthis are, which is why we would need to stay focused on. One, Biden failed and two, Iran funded. Waiting a few weeks or a month does not fundamentally change the calculus. Two, immediate risks on waiting. One, this leaks and we look indecisive. Two, Israel takes an action first, or Gaza ceasefire falls apart, and we don't get to start this on our own terms. We can manage both. We are prepared to execute, and if I had final go or no-go vote, I believe we should. This not about the Houthis. I see it as two things. One, restoring freedom of navigation, a core national interest, and two, reestablish deterrence, which Biden cratered. But we can easily pause. And if we do, I will do all we can to enforce 100% OPSEC. I welcome other thoughts. Michael Waltz, the trade figures we have are 15% of global and 30% of container. It's difficult to break that down to US. Specific because much of the container, either going through the Red Sea still or around the Cape of Good Hope, are components going to Europe that turns into manufactured goods for transatlantic trade to the United States. Whether we pull the plug or not today, European navies do not have the capability to defend against the types of sophisticated anti-ship, cruise missiles, and drones the Houthis are now using. So whether it's now or several weeks from now, it will have to be the United States that reopens these shipping lanes. Per the president's request, we are working with DOD and state to determine how to compile the cost associated and levy them on the Europeans. Michael Waltz added SM, Michael Waltz. As we stated in the first PC, we have a fundamental decision of allowing the sea lanes to remain closed or to reopen them now or later. We are the only ones with the capability, unfortunately. From a messaging standpoint, we absolutely add this to of horribles on why the Europeans must invest in their defense. JD Vance, at Pete Hegseth, if you think we should do it, let's go. I just hate bailing Europe out again. Let's just make sure our messaging is tight here. And if there are things we can do up front to minimize risk, to Saudi oil facilities, we should do it. Pete Hegseth, VP, I fully share your loathing of European freeloading. It's pathetic. But Mike is correct. We are the only ones on the planet on our side of the ledger who can do this. Nobody else even close. Question is timing. I feel like now is as good a time as any, given POTUS directive to reopen shipping lanes. Think we should go, but POTUS still retains 24 hours of decision space. SM, as I heard it, the president was clear. Green light, but we soon make clear to Egypt and Europe what we expect in return. We also need to figure out how to enforce such a requirement. E.g., if Europe doesn't remunerate, then what? If the U.S. successfully restores freedom of navigation at great cost, there needs to be some further economic gain extracted in return. Pete Hegseth. Agree. Pete Hegseth. Team update. Time now, 1144 et. Weather is favorable. Just confirmed W/CENTCOM. We are a GO for mission launch. 1215 et. F-18's launch first strike package. 1345. Trigger based F-18 first strike window starts. Target terrorist is at his known location, so should be on time. Also, strike drones launch, MQ-9s. 1410, more F-18s launch, second strike package. 1415, strike drones on target. This is when the first bombs will definitely drop, pending earlier trigger-based targets. 1536, F-18 second strike starts also, first sea-based Tomahawks launched. More to follow per timeline. We are currently clean on OPSEC. Godspeed to our warriors. J.D. Vance. I will say a prayer for victory. Michael Waltz set disappearing message time to 4 weeks. Michael Waltz, VP. Building collapsed. Had multiple positive ID. Pete, Kirilla the IC, amazing job. J.D. Vance, what? Michael Waltz, typing too fast. The first target, their top missile guy, we had positive ID of him walking into his girlfriend's building, and it's now collapsed. Mar. Good job, Pete and your team. Michael Waltz. The team in Mal did a great job as well. SM. Great work all. Powerful start. Pete Hegseth. CENTCOM was is on point. Great job all. More strikes ongoing for hours tonight, and we'll provide full initial report tomorrow. But on time, on target, and good readouts so far. Susie Wiles. Kudos to all, most particularly those in theater and CENTCOM. Really great. God bless. TJ. Great work and effects.